This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
The Geonks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Geonks. Coming up before this segment is done, we will give you the keyword, the first of three prompts to enter the Buckets and Bets contest. Mm-hmm. It's an Odyssey contest. It's very cool. You win a trip to Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, Hollywood. That's your destination for tip-off weekend. So keep listening for one of three chances to enter to win. It's that simple. It's an open line Thursday also. That's simple, too. You call us at 800-636-1067. We answer on the other end of the phone. We have a conversation. That's how this whole thing works.
There's no correct answer.
Here for your mic's
Mike's dead.
There's no correct answer to this. My kid's been fascinated with Wednesday, which is a show on Netflix about Wednesday Addams.
Right. She's deep into it.
She was born on Friday the 13th, by the way, if you've watched the show.
Okay.
But she's been named Wednesday. Okay. I've watched too much of it myself.
Yeah.
But Wednesday Addams plays cello, so Isabella has started cello. Okay, How long will this last?
Well, now we got to back up a little bit. Did you buy the
cello?
Did
not buy it.
You're renting it? Going to be rented,
yes.
Rented.
She went for the first fitting.
How much does it cost to rent a cello?
I'm not exactly sure because she went with her mom, but I think to rent it and go there and take the lessons might be $200 a month. So what's that, like $50 a pop maybe if you go four times in a month?
I got no file on cello.
I don't know. None.
I know what a limoncello is. It's delicious.
I know you played piano as a kid, but I don't feel like you did it that long. How many years did you do years of lessons? You did years.
I want all that time back.
You got those short little stubby fingers. He's not a pianist.
Okay, again, these are
God did not make him to be a pianist.
These are soft fingers that aren't used to a lot of manual
labor. Maybe like a little Casio thing.
But again, these are average size hands. They're not small. They're not big.
I would say your fingers are not average size. I think you have short, stubby fingers.
We've measured our hands before.
You might have a bigger palm, but I think your fingers are stubby.
They're
nubbers.
Maybe. Nubbers. I don't know. I mean, they're not that nubby. No, they're not.
He's got Kenny Pickett hands.
They're not ROM level nubby.
I still think you have money fingers.
He's got like
Vienna
sausage
fingers. So you played piano. EB played piano, violin for a while, and then sax. What did you end up with? You ended up with sax, right?
Yeah.
Because violin was like a middle school thing for you?
Probably the only thing that I could still play today is the piano.
But did Valdez play anything?
Your parents?
No.
You didn't even know. Travi, did you play anything?
I played sports. That's what I did.
Neither of you guys played a musical instrument?
Was it required in your
I played guitar.
In your school system?
No.
I could play like hot cross buns on the recorder.
Well, right. Everybody could do that at some point.
Oh, yeah, I could do that.
I could still play
the basic chords of guitar.
Dude, remember when we were going to start a band 25 years ago?
Right.
We had a guy who brought us all like electric guitars. Like literally. I had an electric guitar and amp. Jason got a bass guitar and an amp.
He sold it.
I gave it to my brother because he used to be in a band.
I don't know what JP got. And I really tried to learn how to play.
I don't even think I got something because I had a guitar.
Maybe. That might be true. I really tried to learn how to play guitar as an adult, and it just hurt my fingers too much. And I honestly,
yeah, my
not talented.
My dad did that when he retired. He took up guitar.
Oh, yeah, some people can do it. My oldest,
is he good at it at this point? Or mediocre? Decidedly mediocre, probably.
You can recognize some of the songs, okay, but also some of the songs sound the same.
Right.
I can play
my
guitar.
My daughter can do it. She's learning the guitar right now as a 22-year-old, and it's amazing.
That's very cool.
Like, how come I can't do it? I'm just not talented.
I can play
you
guitar.
You don't try.
No, I did try. Okay. I'm saying I tried. Right. I actually literally tried.
I mean, whatever happens with my daughter, we'll see. I could see her quitting, 2 months.
Yeah.
Be like, it's done. Because, first of all, kids change their favorite things, like TV shows, every couple of months.
And who wants to lug around a cello? That's a big damn instrument.
I don't know. I was happy because she couldn't have been happier. Her flash, this huge smile. My wife sent me the picture,
happy,
and I was like,
matters.
She's obsessed with Wednesday Addams. Yeah. She plays the cello. She's going to play cello. We'll see how long it lasts. But
this is
what I suspect.
Good one.
I played guitar in high school. I played in the stupid church band. I wasn't very good. And when I got divorced and I moved into this 2-bedroom apartment at first, I was by myself.
A tiny 2-bedroom apartment.
You had a silly house too before, and then you moved into. Did you feel nubs when you were in the?
I mean, it is what it is. I made life changes. So I moved in there and I brought.
That would have been depressing.
I mostly went out and worked out and stuff like that. I was in great shape. But I brought this guitar from my house to the house. I was like, all right, you know what? I might, some people fiddle with their guitar.
Sure.
I might pick up the guitar again and start playing her because it looks cool when people do that. That thing sat there for the entire year that I lived in that apartment.
Kirk Hammett from Metallica, you're just going to pick it up and be able to.
I think I actually gave it to Evie's brother eventually.
You're going
to
go to Ocean City Boardwalk and play Wonderwall.
Yes.
The chicks will be just fawning all over you.
They just collected
right outside Polak Johnny's.
You have a dog right next to you, too, that whole
bit. Get a retriever.
That thing just collected dust. So going back to my, Evie always says I'm a minimalist. When your brother found out I had a guitar, and he's like, I just gave it to him.
Mm. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well,
he's a musician. He's made money out of music.
Right, of course. I mean, and he's one that teaches himself, because he teaches, so he knows how to play a little bit of every instrument.
Yeah, he can fiddle around.
All I know is
I thought I'd be a fiddler. Wasn't. I was a look at it.
These fingers, there would be lines on them from the guitar chords.
Your fingers are way too soft.
They're
you couldn't
soft.
Pull
too
off delicate. A good bar chord.
No, I couldn't pull off any chord. No. I don't know how to do it.
The thing is, now I think it's never been easier with YouTube and everything. They've really got to figure out how that's how my daughter learns.
Yeah, that's how my
you
dad
just can learn so quickly basic songs and kind of get going.
Well, even Guitar Hero back in the day.
Well, I had struggled with that. And that's just pressing buttons like a monkey.
By the way, what's going on with the poll? Is it like 95% everyone agrees?
I haven't looked.
The one-trick pony is a diminishing comment.
By the way, I tweeted a picture, a gif of
90%
of Darren Pang, and I said, public enemy number one in D.C. right now.
Yeah.
Darren Pang.
All right, let's go to the phones. It is open number line one. Thursday. 800-636-1067. Talk about whatever you want.
All right, let's go to Doyle in Richmond. Doyle.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's
How
up, Doyle?
What's up?
Yeah, I'm the guy that got the keys out of the locked car at the show last year.
I don't know what you're talking about, but okay.
You helped him get the keys. He locked
the
your car.
The guy from Richmond who comes to the live shows, he lost his car keys. Oh, okay.
He's a nice guy.
A nice guy.
Yeah. What's going on, Doyle?
Yeah, anyway, I'm wondering what y'all might think about Nick Westbrook-Ikhine with the Titans. He's a free agent. He caught nine touchdown passes with the ones he had.
Now, he's kind of a one-trick pony. One-trick pony is the word of the
Thank
day.
You. Thank you, Doyle.
His trick is... he catches a lot of touchdowns.
So he had 9 in 1 year, but like on 18 catches.
He didn't have a lot of catches, but
quarterbacks.
A lot of his catches went for tutties. I believe at least one against the Commanders.
Why? I don't understand.
Yeah.
Why
he did score against the Commanders.
Why is everybody so out on trying to bring back Diami? Like, everyone's just trying to replace him. Why is everyone
I
think it's just because people think the money's going to be too high. Like, they're going to see a 3-year, $30 million offer for Diami Brown, and they're going to recoil. is what I
think. But it might be better than
yeah. But is that is Slayton
spend $30 million on somebody maybe else per maybe, year?
Look, I'm sure Adam Peters has a number in his head, and if it goes above that number, he's going to say happy trails to you, Diami. We'll look elsewhere.
I know, but it just it
but
seems
maybe
like
they'll keep him if they like him and they like the trajectory that he's on, which is a positive one. Because let's be honest, he sucked in his first three seasons here. He was a non-factor,
and most of this season. He wasn't the guy getting the catches early on. It was
Understood.
Noah Brown.
True.
Then OZ was getting more. And he had a five-game flurry at the end. And I'd like to point out again, he fumbled it twice in the playoffs.
Right.
I don't think he's a must-have.
I don't think Adam Peters feels the same way as the fan base about Diami Brown.
I don't think he's a must-have either. But I think if Peters sees him going for $10 or $12 million a season, he's going to say, thanks, but no thanks. I'll sign Christian Kirk for around the same money or maybe a little bit more. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's getting a better player for about the same money or a couple million more per season.
I'd rather see him spend bigger money, not huge money, because he's been injured a lot the last couple years on Bosa. Joey Bosa's out there. I'd rather you spend your money there.
If he's not going to cost you a lot.
I'm interested in Bosa's sister. Like, anybody with the name Bosa.
Right. You're
I'm
in
interested
on.
In. Now maybe
I'm
the
gonna
mom.
To, now I'm going to have to Google it. Is she hot?
I don't even know if he has
he
it.
Doesn't know.
Let's go to Nico. Nico, what's up, man? You're on with the Jumps.
What's up, fellas? Good morning, man.
What's up, man?
Hey, I'm with the DK thing. Hey, look, right now, I think Adam Peters, Kingsbury, and Dan Quinn got to all get together. They got to sit down. They got to ask themselves, is Diami Brown another outside receiver? If the answer is yes, we get him in the room. We try to pull the deal. Like y'all just said, the deal's too much. Yeah, we got to look elsewhere. I like to get DK. I don't know what John Allen is on the books, but if we trade him, I see we got a rapport with Seattle. Pretty sure Adam Peters got a rapport with him as well for being out west. We might get trade John Allen in Seattle, get that money off the books with a late round, third round draft pick for DK, bring in DK, that'll free up a little money. We use DK, Debo for one-year rentals. Whoever pans out, that's who we pay. The other one, sayonara. But we got to go all in. And whoever said something about why didn't we get Saquon Barkley, man, I thought the same thing during that game when he broke that daggone first run on us. I'm like, why the heck we didn't go all in and get Saquon Barkley?
Of course you're thinking that when he's running for a 60-yarder against you. Thank you, Nico. Nico's got a lot of ideas, salary cap-wise.
Nico wants to run the team.
He's playing fantasy football.
And by the way, the Jonathan Allen thing, when you start seeing what you saw on Twitter yesterday, that, well, the team might have to release him if there's no trade market.
Yeah.
It means the trade market for Jonathan Allen is dead as a doornail this point.
I'm sorry. If Adam Peters called Seattle and said, hey, we're going to give you a third-round pick and Jonathan Allen for DK Metcalf,
right,
the phone would be hung up so quick.
Correct. Right, because Seattle would say, oh, really? We'll just wait for Jonathan Allen to be released, and we'll sign him off the street, and we'll give you nothing. How about that as a counteroffer?
All right, let's go.
Agree with you, Valdez.
Let's go to Bill. 800-636-1067. It's open line Thursday. Your chance to steer the show. Talk about whatever you want. You want to talk about potential free agent targets as some of these names are being released, requesting trades. You can talk about the Caps, the Ovi Chase. Darren Pang calling him a one-trick pony last night, just infuriating folks.
Really, just rankled me.
How about the Wizards winning last night? It was a triple play.
Yeah.
Terps win, Caps win, Wizards win.
They were favored over Utah by 5, so they didn't cover, but they got the win.
It was a four-point game, yeah.
Alex Saar had a good game.
Yeah.
What about
Keyshawn George had a good game.
What about Bilal?
Mid-game.
His numbers were decent.
I'm distraught.
I think he finished 12.
Okay. That's about a season average, so it kind of makes sense.
I want to say Keyshawn had 23 and Saar 21.
Let's go to...
I might be wrong. That's all.
No, you're right. I think you're right.
Let's go to Bill in Fairfax. Bill, what's up, buddy?
Hey, good morning, Jumps. How you doing?
How you doing? Great. What's up,
Bill?
Yeah, I just believe that we shouldn't give up a whole lot for DK. He wants money.
Yes, he does.
Who doesn't?
He wants to restructure his deal.
Right.
So, Diami Brown, as well... We're probably going to lose him because he's going to go after the money.
Right.
Right? So what about Darius Slayton or Christian Kirk?
Well there are possibilities out there, certainly.
There are possibilities.
They're good. They're good receivers. So.
I mean, they're definitely on Adam Peters' board. But he goes and looks at his free agent wideout.
Well, they both had a lot more production than Diami Brown.
Right.
Yeah.
Tell me Brown had a career high 30 catches this season. People are going berserk like he's silly.
Now, no one's going berserk.
He did spike in the playoffs, but yeah, I mean, 30 catches is the epitome of dime a dozen. Like, it's so putrid. Easy to get 30 catches in the
league. What'd you say? It's putrid?
Yeah.
It's so low. The NFL is putrid.
He was like the sixth receiver. I mean,
I know. People are talking to give him $10 million a year. Are you kidding me?
He is going to get
out of here.
Not for the Commanders.
No way.
Remember, you can win a trip to Florida for the ultimate college basketball viewing experience March 20th to the 23rd. Odyssey's Buckets and Bets at Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Hollywood. That's your destination for tip-off weekend. We will give you the keyword in 3 minutes. So keep listening for that keyword because it's coming soon.
Where do you think, and I'm going to have to look it up, where do you think 30 catches in the NFL is amongst receivers?
Oh, he's probably.
And you're talking about giving him 100? $10 million a year?
No, you're paying him on the con.
Right. I'm not talking about giving him $10 million a year. The buzz on the street is he's going to be offered a contract it's going to bug your eyes out when you see it because you're not going to believe it.
I don't think it's going to be 10.
I don't think it's going to be 10 million.
It might be 8 to 10 million a year.
I would be surprised.
For a guy that had 30
I would be
catches.
Very surprised by
when
that.
When was the last time a guy that had 30
the
catches?
The salary cap just went up by 25 million.
These guys would be hard pressed to justify 5 million.
Yes, I agree with you.
He's going to blow that out of the water. His deal will be $7 million at a minimum per season.
I'm going to take
the $20 million deal.
Cakes, can I take the under on that? Can we make a $5 bet?
Sure, $5 bet.
All right, 30 catches. I'm trying to look it up right now because I've had to go to the third page. Oh, my God. He's on the fourth page?
JP.
30 catches ranks below 150th in the league.
I know that he's not worth $8 or $10 million per season, but that doesn't matter. What matters is what the market dictates and who's going to give him an offer like that.
I know how economics work, Cakes. I just don't think it's going to go that high.
You're going to be shocked, I'm telling you.
He had less catches than Colby Parkinson.
Understood.
Have you heard of him?
He's a tight end for the I think he played for the Rams. Yes, of course I've heard of him.
Rashad Bateman got extended for 2 years, $12.8 million, had 34 catches before doing so.
Right.
And then blossomed for 45, 780. Right. And seven touchdowns. That's what you're trying to do with Diami.
Sure. All right, well, maybe he gets a two-year, $12 million deal.
Yeah, but Bateman was a first-round pick.
So it doesn't matter what round they're picked in. If their contract's up and what they produce.
Your second contract doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what round you're picked in on your second contract.
I don't think it matters in potential.
It might have. Did it set the base
I would be surprised,
higher?
Very surprised, if he gets 3 years, $21
million. He's also getting hooked by the fact that the free agency class is weak, and that is going to drive his price up. Again, I'm not the president of the Diami Brown fan club. I think he stinks. I'm just telling you what I think he's going to get on the open market.
I don't think giving him a 2-year extension for $7 or $8 million a year, trying to bet on him to blossom on his second contract, is a bad bet.
I'm with you. I don't think it's that crazy.
Well, we'll see what Peters decides.
We'll see how
but
it works.
Like
out.
You said, he's got a bunch of guys on that board.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So he may decide to go to someone who's more productive.
Here is your keyword, your first of three for the buckets and bets at Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Hollywood trip that we're giving away here at Odyssey. Enter now with the keyword double at thefandc.com, theteam980.com, and thefanrichmond.com for your chance to win. Again, your keyword is double. Enter at thefandc.com, theteam980.com, and thefanrichmond.com for your chance to win. We're the Junks. We'll be right back.